Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
In one of his first public speeches, Abraham Lincoln said that if the American Republic were ever to fall, it would not fall to a foreign foe. It would fall to a tyrant who rose among us. And yeah. I think that's essentially where we are. You're exactly right. What's unfolding in Manhattan today is part of a larger story about Donald Trump, his behavior, his view of whether or not American democracy exists for the good of the country or for the good of Donald Trump.
Thank you, John Meacham. Oh, no. The Nod Father strikes again.
Yes, he did. Didn't he?
Don Snorleone was back for day two. Oh, my God.
There's a reason he never went to the Oval until noon.
Yes, that's what Noel Castler said. He said, now you know. They called it executive time. Oh, my God.
Yep.
This is everything he's trying to run against Joe Biden about.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh my God, this is so fantastic. Tristan Snell was on TV saying some of these other ones, you know, he just showed up to like intimidate or just, you know.
Right.
But this one, he has to sit his
happy ass
all day. Oh my God. And
Hal
Sparks is going to be correct. There is going to be either a fart or a something. I'm not sure I can say that word, but you know, a productive.
Shark.
Right. Fart. Or a full panty dump. Because remember, Noel Castler has described the set of Apprentice that someone would have to go, what did he say? Clean him up. Bring him back. You know, I have gastrointestinal events. Thank God you guys have not had that patrol
yet. Not yet.
Yeah.
Oh, we're not having that patrol.
Oh, gosh, no.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
I clean up after myself, can I just say, after my gastrointestinal events.
Even if you get it on the ceiling like you did in New York.
That was a long time ago. I lived alone then. There was nothing. Nobody, okay. You guys weren't, you know.
Okay.
I went to a radio studio, so that was my personal cleanup job. And now I learned not to eat a pint of
seaweed
before I went on a bike ride in Central Park. I don't know what I was thinking.
You didn't make it.
No, I did not. I made it. It was the ceiling of the bathroom, so.
Okay.
Wait, how does that happen, Jody? Gravity wise,
it's called a hijiki. It's delicious. It's like a sweet. I just got addicted to it in New York. Seaweed.
Uh-huh.
I just had it. It's like
no,
a little
I know
afternoon.
What that is.
Yeah, afternoon snack.
But
not good.
How did it end up?
Well, it causes a very
explosive
cleansing. It's
were
like
you,
a colon
like,
a colon blow. I highly recommend
so you
it.
You just, I don't physically know
don't,
how that happened.
Well,
splash. Maybe
I've been
some
watching
splash.
A cop show. There's sometimes blood splatter goes all the way.
That's
up.
That's different.
Yeah. Well. You haven't met my ass.
You didn't make it past the portico of your building.
I did.
Oh,
I
you
did.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, it did not. I only desecrated my apartment.
Okay.
Okay, listen. I don't feel like we need to go over the details from 1980 something.
Just
it's fascinating.
Think about the physics of it.
Yeah. It was impressive.
Splash.
Yeah.
There was a splash.
Like
a lot
this,
of it.
Mount Vesuvius back there. Anyway, here's my point. I think that's going to happen in court.
Yeah,
on the ceiling of the courtroom.
Dr. Jack. Well, he wears Depends, so it should get caught.
Sorry about the ceiling.
Yeah.
Dr. Jack tweets, Donald Trump is not in control. His ego is disoriented. This is completely uncharted territory for him. This is what I love so much about this. I was saying yesterday, let's enjoy just every moment of his humiliation and grumpiness
and sleepiness.
Inability to mm-hmm. sleepiness. He's all the dwarves. He's sleepy. He's grumpy. He's dopey.
Right.
Okay.
He's not happy.
He's not Doc.
Yeah.
No. So I don't. Here's what I.
And he's not bashful. No.
I guess everyone is saying this is surprising that we have seven jurors already. That this is moving pretty. And first of all, maybe because he's finally realized he has to sit his happy ass in there for however long until this is over. That they're not delaying. I don't know. Victoria Brownwick had a tweet that everybody's talking about that I'm like, oh. Because, you know, of course they came back whining about every single person's social media post this. And, I mean, it appears to me, like, a couple of the really reasonable people they interviewed, of course, didn't make it on the jury.
Right.
And well, so they only have 10 preemptive challenges.
Well, and also, you're not going to find a jury who has never posted on social media before.
Right. And some of it is like, you know, somebody's husband posted about Trump being orange or what.
A jury of your peers does not mean a jury of oblivious people.
Yeah, yeah. And so
these people live in New York City, in the district where the crime was committed.
Yeah. And they're as Beaver Cleaver would say, Trump got hollered at yesterday. Which
he
was
did
fantastic.
Get hollered
he
at.
He got hollered at and junk.
Right.
That's fantastic. And my God.
Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity, and what a huge difference it is to get the best chefs in the country to bring creative, delicious meals to us and you every week. Every meal is handcrafted by chefs and made in local micro kitchens, not large production facilities. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to cookunity.com/Hartman.
OMG, I am so excited about our new sponsor, Cook Unity. These are ready-cooked meals. You want to know my first six? Grilled mahi-mahi with oyster mushrooms and steamed rice. Vegan rigatoni pesto. Four cheese ravioli with cherry tomatoes and spinach. Hang on. Climate-friendly chickpea and quinoa bowl. Classic salad niçoise. Lemon-baked tilapia. I don't have time to cook. These, you just pop them in the microwave. Bam, you're done. Go to cookunity.com/liberal. You will not believe the quality and the quantity of different choices that you have. Whatever you need. Vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free. Free, whatever you love, they have a delicious dish. Cook Unity is the first chef to you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week, and it's cheaper than other delivery options. So delicious and no cooking required. I love that on work nights for me. Go to cookunity.com/liberal or enter the code liberal before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code liberal or going to cookunity.com/liberal. I just love what this is doing to his ego.
Oh yeah.
There's actually a judge saying, shut the up, Donnie.
Yeah, yeah there literally is.
He, yeah, not
shut
even
the up, Donnie.
Not even 2 days in, Judge Merchan calls out Trump's conduct, telling Todd Blanch, while the juror was about 12 feet from your client was audibly saying something in her direction. I will not have any juror intimidated in this courtroom. Shut it.
Shut the up, Donnie.
But anyway, Victoria tweeted, am I the only one who thinks the seven jurors chosen thus far sound totally in the tank for Trump? The guy from Puerto Rico who thinks Trump is, quote, fascinating and mysterious, and the guy from born in Ireland who has already been designated foreperson, the same. The teacher who says she thinks Trump speaks his mind and that's what you want. This all sounds very MAGA.
Nobody's foreperson at this moment in time.
Okay. So maybe, yeah,
that's
she's incorrect
not possible.
On that detail. But yeah, I that's what I kept saying. I'm afraid, like, our side, we tend to tell the truth and try to be fair. Mm-hmm.
But Jesse Waters doesn't like juror number two.
Eh.
So.
But their side, I would not put it past them. They're defending a lying dirtbag. So, of course, there might be lying dirtbags that are trying to get on the, you know, the jury by
it's
saying they can be fair.
It's difficult to lie to get on a jury. It's very difficult.
But my question would be, why did the prosecution let those particular people on?
It's a strategy.
Yeah.
There are 18 that they need to get.
Yeah.
There's five more on the jury and then six alternates.
I mean, the lady that hates Trump should have gotten on. Just saying. She represents the vast majority of
the
Americans.
The judge was never going to allow that. There's no way. I hate him.
That's how you know she's honest and fair. I hate him. By the way, Joyce Vance, a lot of people commented on this. I've rarely seen a defendant facing trial alone with no family, at least one person in the courtroom for him. It's a sad commentary for a former president with four grown children and a wife, all of whom seem to have deserted him in the moment.
That's...
Not just this trial, every trial. They're not anywhere to be seen.
Not if they don't have to be.
Yeah.
Oh,
maybe they're all at Barron's graduation.
Yeah, that's
next
probably
week.
Next week, and it's not even on a trial day, and the judge hasn't even
May.
Ruled on it yet.
It's a Friday.
You go to my baby. Maybe you shouldn't have been
criming.
Yeah,
banging a porn star.
And
a Playboy
model.
2 seconds out of Melania's shoot.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay. What?
Goodness.
Was he not 2 seconds out of Melania's shoot? I think so. Was I not being best? Is that what was happening?
That was not being best.
Yeah.
You were not being of the best.
You know the best.
You know what a better shoot has? Resilience.
You're terrible.
That sucker was not lightly
used. Silence.
Oh my God. New York Times did another puff piece on Melania is super mad. She's not at the trial, but she's super mad about it. And
she couldn't care less.
No. Oh, and then, oh, is that the story you sent me? Hang on, about who was that? Oh, Stephen Miller gushes over style icon Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Style icon.
And also Melania when she is wearing clothes, apparently. Oh, I prefer the one on the bear rug in the plane where she spread eagle, that one.
She's the only first lady whose cooter we've seen.
We've seen her shoot.
And her hoo-has.
I saw her baby
tatas.
Shoot, so why can't I
we
mention?
Saw her tatas and her hoo-ha.
Yes, Stephen Miller, he praised Trump for being a fashion trendsetter. Yes. Yes, that... The mile-long red tie and four sizes too big suit is really a statement. He said, this is the most stylish president and first lady in our lifetimes, are Donald and Melania. Again, in the pictures where she is clothed, sure, she looks fine. Donald Trump is a style icon. Stephen Miller, noted reptile Stephen Miller, said he changed American fashion.
To what?
On The Apprentice. People spent the next 10 years trying to dress like Donald Trump.
No, they didn't.
Yeah. Well, that's just another tragic side effect of Trumpism.
Well,
everyone's going to wear the Dozo the Clown outfit for whatever? I haven't seen people wearing the Dozo the Clown outfit. Have you?
No,
big red tie?
Not at all.
Okay.
Regis Philbin changed men's fashion when he hosted Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. You know, the monochromatic tie was a big thing for a while.
Oh, I wonder if Trump's going to ask for a lifeline.
He needs several.
Yeah, he needs all three of them.
Well, he needs
to phone a friend.
Lifeline, please.
Yeah.
But also, he's such a liar. Of course, like this trial, like every other one, I'm going to testify. Maybe my honor to testify. I love to test. No, he's not going to.
No, he's not.
Oh, my God. I mean, you'd have to be as bad as Alina Haba.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Now when you sneeze, we just say Haba.
Yes, thank you. To put him on the stand. Can you imagine? Oh, my God.
No.
Already they're saying they can use the stupid, I guess.
Everything he's saying.
We were talking about how take these stupid microphones away, like Lawrence O'Donnell says. Why are you giving him this bank of microphones? But I guess like everything else, it's like, keep going.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Who was it that said... Oh, yeah. We have the Bradley Moss said, keep confessing, thank you, that they can use literally this tape from outside the courtroom now in the courtroom.
Yep.
Oh, 13. Yes, please.
Okay, here we go.
Let Don Snorlin.
Thank you very much. This is a trial that should have never been brought. It's a trial that is being looked upon, looked at all over the world, they're calling. They're looking at it and analyzing it. Every legal pundit, every legal scholar said this trial is a disgrace. We have a Trump-hating judge. We have a judge who shouldn't be on this case. He's totally conflicted.
Can he go to a less echoey room to speak?
Yeah,
please?
I would hope. As radio pros, we are really offended by this whole
situation.
Hang a tapestry up or something.
Yeah. Something.
Yeah. Do
something.
Something
to deaden it, yes.
But this is a trial that should never happen. It should have been thrown out a long time ago.
Is that new, him repeating himself?
Jonathan Turley, Andy McCarthy, all great legal scholars.
No.
There's not one that we've been able to find that said this should be a trial.
No.
I was paying a lawyer and marked it down as a legal expense. Some accountant, I didn't know, marked it down as a legal expense. That's exactly what it was. And you've been indicted over that?
Wow, because pretty much every legal expert has said there is a case here, including some on Fox.
Some
I guess
they
couldn't
ex-lawyers.
Find any, though. Yeah. What? Mm. Okay. Here, this is the part. Yes, one last one.
Oh, there's more.
This is all coming from the Biden White House because the guy can't put two sentences together. He can't campaign.
He campaigned yesterday. You did.
Okay, I
can't.
I'm not going to get nominated again for Radio Hall of Fame with that, playing that on this show here.
Sorry.
Okay.
I couldn't help it. I tried.
But that's the part.
It's printed.
Yes, Bradley Moss, a legal expert, said, keep confessing, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This part about he was simply paying legal expenses.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Toobin said, the party said I was paying a lawyer. We marked it down as legal expenses, and you get indicted over that. He said, Jeffrey Toobin said, I don't think we should overstate how incriminating it was. His name, he signed some of the checks to Michael Cohen, reimbursing him for these fees, and that big, stupid black marker Donald Trump signature, right?
It just looks like squiggly lines.
Okay. Chris, who said 12 feet from your client was audibly saying something in the direction of the juror, I will not have any jurors intimidated in this courtroom, and I want to make this crystal clear. Who said that?
Sinbad.
No. Judge Marchand. Get him. But Trump loves being admonished. In the little time he was awake. You know, you're kind of grumpy and mumbly when you first wake up. So maybe that's why he
was a little blinky.
Blinky, mumbly.
Yeah.
Cranky.
Sleepy.
Like the PMS, you know, dwarf. 12 dwarfs. What?
12 dwarfs?
Yeah.
He's
bloaty. He's bloaty. He's crampy. He's
There's
bitchy.
There's only 7 dwarfs.
Bloaty, crampy, bitchy. I can't remember. It's been a while. Oops. What? Okay. What are you staring at me for?
I don't know what you're saying.
I don't either.
He's the all 12 PMS dwarfs is what I said. He's bloaty and crampy and bitchy.
I didn't know there were 12 PMS
dwarfs.
Yes, neither did
I. Well, that's because you don't have a baby shoot.
She had a baby shoot. Has a baby shoot.
Had. Yeah. What happened?
I don't know.
They don't have babies, did you get that so closed? They didn't shoot out.
Did you get that closed up?
It's all closed up now. It's dry.
Is there like a manhole cover? What's going on?
It's lined with sandpaper.
It's lined with sandpaper
at this point. Yeah, you wouldn't want a baby to shoot out of there now.
Yeah, no, it's bad. Yeah.